You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. The Rush Limbaugh Show, which held the weekday time slot from 9 a.m. through noon here on KVML for over three decades, is coming to an official national end tomorrow, Friday, June 18th. It's truly the end of an era, but that means a new chapter here for KVML. Taking over the Limbaugh time slot on Monday, June 21st, Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins will carry a new form of the talk show format. It's called the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. And joining us on the telephone, Jamie Markley and Scott Robbins. Good morning, gentlemen.
It sounds like a legal firm, doesn't it?
Kind of, sort of. First off, I want to welcome you to KVML Radio and welcome to the Mother Lode of California.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that very much.
We actually think you're going to fit in very well here in this section of California and on KVML Radio. So this is an introductory conversation, and let's just talk about your show. Scott, how do you explain to new listeners what your show is?
Well, it's a slice of life. It's political, yet at the same time, it's fun. It's heavy, but at the same time, entertaining. I think you're going to find all things here. We always say just having fun, and that's what we do. We try to have fun. We try to leave you with a smile, but also a thought or two. It is a conservative, politically leaning conservative show, but we don't breathe fire either. I guess that's my best description. And Jamie, you can take it from there.
I was asked that question the other day, and I guess I look at it as if you're tuning in, you're going to find out what news is going on, you know, of that day. And you'll probably hear a unique take on it in that we're giving our not only personal opinions, but we're trying to make you laugh along with the ridiculous. And as we try to make each other laugh, what we hear a lot back from the audience is that they're laughing right along. And that people usually say, you know, I thought I was just going crazy myself, but you guys listening to you, I know I'm not going crazy, that it's the world going crazy. And at least when I'm listening to you guys, I know what's going on, but I don't get as mad. I just kind of laugh along with you guys knowing everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And Jamie, all three of you are conservatives. So what sets the three of you apart from each other?
What's strange, man. We all used to be liberal at one point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to me, I've said this to different friends of mine, even liberals, that if you did what we did every day, following news like we do, you'd probably end up with the same thoughts. Now, it's a little bit different because David, being a millennial, really, to me, has a different outlook on life than I do. And Scott, I know you have a different outlook on life.
Yeah, we're all three generational apart from each other too, so that always helps. But I'm a recovering liberal. I mean, I'm still in the program. So
you've missed a few meetings, but outside of that,
yeah, right, yeah.
Scott, let me help you with your ego a little bit. You are a radio legend. You've worked in nearly every format imaginable. So doing this show must be an absolute blast for you.
It's the most fun I've ever had in my life. I mean, this isn't work at all. This is me coming in and having fun with two guys I really like.
And Jamie, you have a reputation for being able to approach the majority of topics in a way that nobody else really thinks of.
I'm a regular guy that grew up in the Midwest, and I've been told that some of my opinions or thoughts on different stories are unique. But I don't try to take credit for that. I just think I think like a lot of people. I mean this sincerely, and Robbins will vouch for me. Growing up in the Midwest, I always identified as a California kid and really had always wanted to move to California. But I think that's why so many people in the Midwest do. It's like this sort of dream. And I chased a few jobs out in California, and it was never good enough, to be honest.
Yeah, if I'm going to go camping in a tent, I'll go to San Francisco, though.
We're located in the shadow of Yosemite National Park, so we invite you over anytime.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I've always thought, you know, and a lot of friends that I've had that have lived in California would not be what, I guess, the national reputation of California is. Just regular people, for the most part. I mean, yeah, you have your loons pretty much anywhere you go, especially when you're talking about big cities. But I've always thought the California vibe, for the most part, was pretty cool until maybe the last decade. You know, it was a couple of years ago, I was talking to a dude that lived just outside of L.A., and he was liberal, and he was saying to me, you know, listen, I'm liberal, but this is nuts what we have going on right here, right now. I mean, our city is being taken over, and no one wants to do anything about it. And I think there are a lot of people, even on the liberal side, that are questioning, where's the end of this? Like, when does it stop? And common sense start to take back over? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We are speaking with Jamie Markley and Scott Robbins. Missing from this conversation is David Van Camp, unable to join us. Do you want to say a word or two about David Van Camp?
One of the smartest guys of his generation, I guess I'll put it that way. When we first met David, he was like a news anchor and a reporter, and then became a news director, and then became a program director. And, I mean, it was like he was just taking people's jobs one after another. And it was because of his talent stack. We didn't know he could host the show. And he just grew as a talent. And now he's, to me, he's one of the best talents around.
Oh, yeah, big time.
All right. Is there anything else our listeners should know before the show begins this Monday, June 21st?
Well, we're not in Rush's league. We've never set out to be Rush. Total respect for Rush. But we were always told by people we respected that the secret to our success was humor. So if you don't like the show right away, you know, give it 2-3 weeks. By then you'll really hate us.
That's a joke, by the way.
Yeah, just joke. No, we'll warm up to you. Yeah, sometimes we'll laugh at things that maybe we shouldn't even laugh at.
We've been joined by Scott Robbins and Jamie Markley of Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. The show begins this Monday, June 21st from 9 a.m. through noon right here on AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Thank you, guys.
Mark, thank you. Thanks so much.